So the message today, what I want to talk about is something that I struggle with myself a great deal. It's the dark place of your mind, as some may say. It's internal conflict. The thought, when an event occurs, you think a thought. That thought, most of the time, is not good. Some of us are worse than others, so I can do a lot of examples up here if my sermonette's not long enough. So our mind is a wonderful thing, but it's also a warring mind. It thinks evil, and it struggles to stop thinking evil. It causes lust to enter. It's where a lot of bad things go through. It says what you want. So we are putting sin out of our lives on this day, this week. We've been doing that. We've been focusing on it. I know that 1 hour after sundown, I was so happy because I literally scrubbed my entire house. And I opened my drawer because there was something in it that I had to clean. And there was a Z-bar, which baking soda. So I immediately ran to the trash can, which is in the alley, not on my property, and threw it away. But I failed, right there, 1 hour in. I was like, ugh. And I emptied the vacuum sweeper. But again, I failed. So the sin that appears in our mind is like the leavening. It's just there. It's the prince of the power of the air. It goes in from everywhere. I just have two quick points today. The first point is that our minds must be trained. We are in a battle. Please turn to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. We'll start in verse 10. And we know this scripture. This is Paul talking about the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Armor. You need armor. Remember, if the armor is not tested, it's useless. We have an example where someone in the Bible put on armor and it was not tested. So that person threw off the armor because it was not going to be worth anything for him. And that was David before he fought Goliath. So you must understand what type of mind you have, so you can counter it. I have a very specific type of a mind. It's like a ton of coffee, immense, all the time, add it with sugar, always thinking, and always wanting to conquer something. That is my mind. A lot of times, with 3 seconds of you talking to me, I'm already got an answer for you. I'm wrong most of the time, but it's there. It's instant, and it's a constant for every battle. So many times, actually, the average person stops listening after you're talking for 3 seconds. So you have 3 seconds to really truly tell you what it is you're wanting, because they've already turned you off, formulated their own response, and they're going to come at you. And a lot of times you rebut it by saying, no, you missed the whole point of it. Well, of course. So when it flies into your head, that thought, and it takes you to that dark place, that is what we have to constantly battle against. We have to block it. It's like dough. You stick dough down and it rises, right? So my analogy, which is pretty clever, is when the dough rises, why is it rising? Because there's yeast in the air, right? We know this. So to help train, you need to punch the dough. Every time that dough gets just a little bit of leavening in it, just hit it. Just give it a good old whack. Preemptive strike, call it. So that is what we must do to our mind, to not allow those thoughts to enter. We have focused on physically eliminating the leavening out of our lives this week, but that leavening is everywhere. You could take a piece of dough and throw it anywhere, and it's going to rise. Leavening seeps through everything. So that is why the mind must be trained. The wave is going to come. The bad thought will come, and you must fight it. Now, again, you're going to lose many times. We are always battling Satan. Always. And what happens after war, after battles? You're tired. We are constantly being attacked, and we get tired. Well, that goes on to point number two. Your brain and mind must be automatic. When you have a thought come in, it must be automatic to know what to do to eliminate the thought. Development after training. Prayer. Prayer is by far the best mechanism. God can give you the strength to beat down that dough the second that it starts rising in your head. If you can, turn to Ephesians 6, verse 17. Ephesians 6, verse 17. So we were already there. Just go over to, mine's on the other page, 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We need to pray for one another. Your prayer is wonderful, but it takes an army of prayers to help, to do what is needed, which is to battle the constant battle. Now, there were a couple scriptures that just were so wonderful to the message. I'll just read them. You don't need to turn there. Ephesians, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, and that's Paul doing a summary. Actually, I will turn to there. This is 2 Corinthians. It's just back, just a couple pages. Second Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Self-control is what I have written there. The mind must be trained and then automatic. When the thought pops in there, and it doesn't take much. You think of a puppy dog, and then your mind vanishes. It goes to a bad spot. I know that how I think I am so clever is that I come up with the perfect response usually 2 days after the incident. But you can't let it go. You think, oh, why didn't I say that? Well, probably because that wasn't really a good thing to say. Or the revenge that your mind goes through. When an injustice is done, which seems like there's 100 injustices done every day to you, unless that's just me, how that person gets revenge. I wonder if this happened and that. See. So one of the big things and the main focus is, what do you think about your brothers and sisters in Christ? When we have these thoughts, we can battle them. We're going to lose some. But one we must never, ever give in to is having evil thoughts towards our brothers and sisters in Christ. And sometimes that is not easy to do because we're all human. We all say things, and those things can be hurtful. I know that I don't have a filter. None. what I think in my head, you're hearing it live. So I have really tried to train myself over the years on how to think before we speak. I don't know how many times my grandma told me that, my dad, my mom, my brothers, teachers, ministers, basically everyone. You've got to think. And guess what? I get the pleasure of reliving it all over again because my son is identical to me. So I'm going to have to take a tremendous amount of effort to train him nonstop. I had a brother to train me, and when I said something that was offensive, usually he punched me or something. So that was an automatic training for all my life. This is different. My son does not have the brother to be next to train. So that's my responsibility. And it is challenging. I see how I was as a child living it live every day. And perfectly innocent. The other day he got in trouble for calling a kid brown. The kid was brown. I mean, it's not offensive. It's not negative in any way, shape, or form. I thought they were going to kick him out of the after-school program. A scripture you don't have to read, or you don't have to turn there, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. A constant guard. We have the ultimate battle machine. The ultimate. Nothing can touch it. We just have to apply it and use it. And that's the Holy Spirit is in us. And we, at this stage in our lives, should all know how to utilize the Holy Spirit to counter the attacks that we have. Another wonderful verse, Proverbs, which has all the wisdom in it. Proverbs 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. You must train your mind and have your mind turn automatic to always look straight. Do not turn to the left. Do not turn to the right. But focus. So in conclusion, this day represents the leavening out of our lives. And we have gone from war to battle, back to war, and we have more battles ahead of us. But we must always be ready. We must train our minds to not think evil of one another and to not think evil of the events that occur. And when the evil thought pops into your head, please, we all pray for each other to be cast out from us.